Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, financial freedom's easy. Buying real estate effectively is easy. I can teach you that in 2 days. Making money's easy. Retiring's easy. What is actually difficult is people. So I have this saying, I've had it for 27 years, real estate's easy, people are difficult. You know, the world's easy, people are difficult. Everything in life comes down to people. And the reason people are so difficult is because they live with so many different paradigms about how the world really works. And so today I want to discuss the three different ways you can live your life. Then I'm going to go into the moral-based limitations to those belief systems and why people don't want you to actually live in the better forms of lifestyle. So let's talk first about what the three different types of lifestyles are. The first one is dependent, and that's what most people live in. They live in a dependent world. They're dependent on everybody else to dictate for them what their morals are, to dictate for them what is important in their life, to dictate what they do, when they do it, who they do it with. And understand that people live in varying amounts of dependency. Some people's life of quiet desperation is massively desperate. Some people have just a small amount of quiet desperation. Maybe everything in your life is going pretty good except one part of your life. Maybe you're struggling with a marriage. Maybe you're struggling with some kids that you raised in a way that didn't turn out the way you wanted to be, or maybe you're struggling with some health issues. Maybe you're struggling with some financial issues. There's all these different things in life that are revolving around you. But your results are directly related not to what the world gives to you to work with, but what you do with what the world gives to you. You know, luck is when opportunity meets preparation. There is no such thing as luck other than you being prepared for the right thing to happen, searching it out, and letting it happen in your life. But you have to do that. But to do that, you have to have a different way of thinking. And most people believe that they do not have control of their lives. Now, there's an interesting argument here as I sit here and think about this. And I'm doing this live. You have to realize I'm talking off the top of my head. But one of the things that gets me is that a lot of people think they're free. Yet, if you'd ask them, why don't we go do this today? They go, well, I got to go home. My wife needs me to do that. Well, they're not free. Well, I need to go here. I got to work this day. Well, you're not free. You know, you've got 1,000 different things or strings pulling at you, telling you you have to do this. You have to do that. Now, you could say, well, those are all my choices. I made those choices. And if that were case, then you would be free. But did you really make those choices? Or did someone else make them for you? I mean, I see it all the time. People living lives of quiet desperation. Why are they not willing to get out of that box of quiet desperation and move on? Because nobody else wants them to get out of that box. You know, there's an old story about if you take crabs and you put them in a pot and you turn the water or the heat on and it starts to boil, crabs will crawl right out of that pot. They're not going to stay in there and die. But if you've got a bunch of crabs in there, you turn that water on, they will pull each other back into that pot until they all die. And so you got a whole bunch of people around you that want you to live in the same level of quiet desperation they do. They're going to keep pulling your strings, keep pulling you back to that situation. And so I'm going to bring out the point first that, you know, that's a life of desperation. That's a life of being controlled and manipulated. And who all controls and manipulates you? I'm going to give you five categories we'll discuss today. One of them is your religion. You notice I didn't say God, I said your religion. Man-made religions control and manipulate people. Are they good? Well, that's where our morals come from. Well, they're the same morals to say it's okay to kill this guy if he does this and not kill this guy if he does that. Shall not murder unless he murders you. And he shall not murder unless you can put him to death on the electric chair. You shall not murder unless you drop a bomb on a village full of people. I mean, you know, what is right? What is wrong? Are the Muslims right? Are the Christians right? Who's right? Who's wrong? Which religion really is right and wrong? I don't know. If you say there's a God, can you prove it? And either there is, which is the most important thing in the whole world, or there isn't, which means a whole lot of people believing it's the most important thing in the whole world are spending their whole life defending religious beliefs that have absolutely nothing to do with their life other than to control and manipulate them and make them unhappy. Right? The next one is civics, country, state, city. Does your city really care about you? I don't think so. Does your state really care about you? I don't believe so. Does your country care about you? Not at all. Do your politicians care about you? Not in the least. Do they make your life any better? Not at all. Politicians and the government take from you. They don't give you anything. The net effect of a government, it's seizure of your rights and your property. But man, do they control and manipulate everything you do. What you can eat, what you can't eat, what you can drink, what you can't drink, what you can smoke, what you can't smoke, who you can marry, who you can't marry, what you can and can't do in public, what you can and can't do at your home. Man, all these people you don't even know want to make all these man-made rules and written down laws that keep you from doing that which doesn't hurt anybody. Yet they want to control you. The next one is family. Man, think about how many people's family have kept them down. Man, you shouldn't do that. That's not the right thing. You need to get a job. You need to go to work. You need to save. You need to get a 401k. You need to live life just like we did. Your entire life needs to be just like ours. You know, you've got to have kids. Don't leave me without any grandkids. You've got to have kids, or, you know, you need to have four or five kids, or man, you're too young to have kids. You shouldn't have kids till you're older. I mean, they have all these belief systems that control and manipulate what you do. And what's worse is when the family needs you, they will take you down. The first person that's going to rip you off, and I own a senior citizen's place, so I know this is true. The seniors, the biggest fear they had was their kids coming in and stealing from them. First, they'd start by borrowing money, then they would move on to stealing money from them, waiting for them to kick off so they could get their inheritance. You know, it's just bizarre. Now, family, which you would think would be your strongest connection in life, can be your weakest, can be the controlling, manipulating factor of your life. How about a spouse wants to go out and become financially successful, and the other spouse says no? One spouse wants to lose a lot of weight, and the other spouse says no. We're not going to go on that diet. We live this way. I'm not supportive of you trying to get in shape. I'm not supportive of you being healthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What if one spouse wants to do? Let's enhance our love life. Let's have better sex. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. That's immoral. Nobody in my family would ever do anything like that. Man, what about your kids? How about CEO, child CEO, crying, screaming, controlling, manipulating you in public to where you look and feel like a complete idiot? And your kid controls and manipulates you. They tell you you've got to give them stuff because everybody else's kid's got stuff. And so you're broke. You're broke supplying your family with the things they demand that you've got to supply to them. And so you can't get ahead. You can't become financially free. Wow. Let's talk about money. You don't have enough of it. You have too much of it. You're getting taxed through the nose. You're working yourself to death to get it. You have no life. Money's everything. Now, money, in my mind, has got a lot of good factors to it. We haven't gone into what's good about any of these areas. We're talking about how they control and manipulate you. You get them to go to work every day, 6 days a week, 6, 8, 10 hours a day for money. And then there's health and fitness. Man, I would have done so much more, you say, if I hadn't lost my health early in my life. If I hadn't have gotten fat when I was 8 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old. Now I'm fat and out of shape and I can't move and my life is miserable and there's nothing sexy about me. There's nothing exciting and fun and bubbly about me. I'm just miserable. My life is miserable. I have no way to give and generate love because I have no love myself. Wow. All these things are controlling and manipulating you. Now, let's say you could jettison all that. Let's say you could take back control of your health, your fitness, your money, your family, your country, and your God and religious beliefs. What if you controlled them? Then you would be free. You'd be free to go out there and maximize the quality of your life in every way, shape, and form. You might make some of the same decisions you make now. You might not. But at least you'd have the choice because you'd be free. The next point we're going to talk about when we come back is that, but until you're free, you can't help anybody else because you can't help yourself. Remember what they say when you're in the airplane and the masks drop down for oxygen. If you've got somebody with you, you have to help. Put your mask on first before you put and try to help them. Same thing's true today, folks. You got to help you before you can help anybody else. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Lifestyles Unlimited, the Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
The number one question real estate investors have is, should I buy it? With the best available data on comparable sales and rents in your marketplace, Lifestyles Discovery allows you to quickly and easily estimate capital gains and monthly cash flow. Go to gettingthebestdeals.com to sign up for the free online class, How to Get the Best Investment Properties, and learn to identify the very best deals to add to your portfolio. That's gettingthebestdeals.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited, Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're talking about the fact that so many people live lives of quiet desperation because they can't get out of the lifestyle called dependency. And we're talking about how you can work your way from dependency to independency. And then the ultimate goal is to go from being independent to being able to be interdependent. And interdependency is when two people that are absolutely not dependent on each other decide to get together and produce something that's even better than either one of them produce, but neither one of them has control or manipulation over the other person. It's just that it's that rare opportunity where combined action is stronger than a singular person trying to accomplish something. So you can bring groups of people together that have different skill sets and things, as long as they're not all dominated by one person. In other words, there's one person controls and manipulates everything, then that is not interdependency. That is dependency all over again. So you have to be independent before you can ever live in an interdependent lifestyle. But today we're focusing on how do you become independent? And I think the first thing you got to do is you've got to stop making decisions based on morals, because everybody's morals are different. And you have to start making decisions based on the belief of what I'm about to do is effective or ineffective. Now, interesting thing. What you don't understand when you first look at this theory is that many morals are based out of effectiveness. You know, don't covet thy neighbor's wife because he'll come over and kill you is a pretty effective belief system, right? Don't steal thy neighbor's food. He'll come over and kill you. There's some belief systems out there, some morals out there that are based simply in survival. And when you start looking at these things and say, should I do this, yes or no? The answer comes down to what will the ramifications and repercussions be down the line? And will I be hurting you or someone else? Now, the question is, do you believe you're hurting somebody? And if you're a Democrat, you believe welfare is helping people. If you're Republican, you believe welfare is turning people into slaves, enslaving them to the government control. So your belief about whether or not something is effective or ineffective is also going to be charged with the fact that you want to look at it from your partisan point of view. So I try to take the partisanism out of almost everything I do and just look in and say, is that working or not working? So when I did that, I had this test I give people. Take these five things that are important in your life and put them in the order of priority. And what I found is you can tell where people will fail. They will fail wherever their priority is the highest. Isn't that interesting? Not where it's the lowest, but where it's the highest, because they will focus so much on that that everything else will end up suffering. So I had to come up with a set of priorities for my life. And directly related to those priorities, as you look at them, are the results of my life. So I'll go through mine just to share them with you. You know, the old I'll show you mine if you show me yours kind of concept. And we'll see where they leave you. My first priority was health and fitness because I was 200 pounds in fourth grade. I got no love, no affection, no friendship, got no results. I got picked for no teams. I was overlooked for everything that went on. I was unhealthy. I was unhappy. I didn't love myself. And because I didn't love myself, I couldn't love other people. As soon as I became healthy and fit, all of a sudden, I became part of the beautiful people. All of a sudden, I fit in with everybody else. All of a sudden, that people wanted to be around me, and I wanted to be around them. And because I love myself, I had love to give back to other people. Now, if I have no health, and I'm getting old now, if I have no health, how many people can I help? I can't even help myself. Now, I'm dependent on other people helping me. So the first thing I need to be is healthy enough to be independent. So health is the most important. The next one on my list was money. Why money? Not because money for the sake of money, but money because you have to support your family, your church, your taxes, your government. Everything costs money. Eat, food, transportation. But more importantly, because money is a scorecard of life. I believe if you help enough other people in this world get what they want, you can have whatever you want in life. So how do you keep score that you're helping enough other people? People tell me all the time, Dell, that's not true. I helped somebody once. I'm not rich. Once is not enough. You have to help thousands and thousands of people. And when you do that, you get massive results. Financially, the scorecard will come and you will be a winner financially. Because why? Because you helped enough other people in this world get what they need. And that's how the scorecard works. So if you're not wealthy right now, you're not helping anybody, folks. Do you understand that? You are a selfish SOB if you're not helping enough other people to be rich. You're keeping your whole life for yourself. Wow. How proud can you be of that? Take a short break. We'll be right back. Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month, equity capture. The thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map.
Appreciation.
Real estate can increase in value over time.
Equity buildup.
Renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally,
the tax advantage.
When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're talking about how to move from a dependent lifestyle to an independent lifestyle, and then hopefully in the future into an interdependent lifestyle. And we're talking about the different aspects that you have to take control back in your life and the priorities you have to put them into in an effective or ineffective world. And I said effectively, you need to be healthy or and alive before you can do anything. Effectively, you have to be financially set to be able to take care of other people. If you can't take care of yourself financially, you can't take care of anybody else. And last or next is I see family. Family is that is like the castle and the moat. In the old days, people would build a castle and a moat because the world was bad out there. And sometimes, you know, you go out into the world and you run into some problems, you run back and you pull the bridge up and you have the castle with the moat so people can't get to you. And that's what a family is. It is that support system when you come home at night after the long day's battle, that there should be love and security and happiness and joy. That's what a family should be about. It should be about what new stuff can we do? What exciting things can we do? Where can we go? What can we have in life that we don't have now? That's what family should be about. But man, if you pick the wrong spouse, and I've done it a couple times, and you have the wrong spouse, your life is miserable. They will destroy your life at home. Even though you can compartmentalize yourself and stay alive at work, when you come home, you're living a life of quiet desperation. You go back to work. You can forget about it for a while, but you come home, your life is miserable. There's really nothing to live for. Some of us have bad spouses, terrible relationships. Some of our spouses spend us broke. Some of our spouses demand that we make more money than we have. Some of us demand that we live a certain way. Some of them demand that we live under certain religious tyranny. Some of them demand that we have more sex than we want. Others demand that there is no sex. That there's, it doesn't exist. That's not something you have to put up with after a certain point. You get married so you don't have to have sex anymore. Some of us have problem children. Some of them, we're the problem. And we have children that control, manipulate us. We call them the CEO kids. They control, manipulate everything their parents do. They yell and scream and cry in public, and the parents do nothing about it except sit there and be embarrassed and humiliated. They demand their parents buy them things that their parents really can't afford to buy them, but they demand it. Otherwise, they will ridicule the parent for not being as good as other parents. I mean, they just control and manipulate the crap out of their family. When you're going home to that kind of stuff, it's just unbelievable. Then you've got secondary parents. You've got the grandparents telling you what to do. You know, you've got your mother-in-law on both sides just driving you crazy. Then you've got your cousins and your uncles and your aunts wanting to borrow money from you. And just if all that stuff is wrong inside the castle, life is miserable. It's terrible. Now, if you've got enough health and fitness, you can overcome it. If you've got enough money, you can overcome it. You can get out of the family problem like I did. I got divorced twice and get into a great relationship like I've had with Melissa for 11 years. You can get yourself out of those if you have enough energy and money to do it. But if you don't have any energy and money, you're stuck in that hell for the rest of your life, right? So that's why these things are in order of importance to me, is that freedom comes first with self-actualization. Secondly, with financial freedom. And then thirdly, surrounding yourself with people that will support you and they're on your side. The next one is community. I'm not much for community. I don't believe that any politicians help us create better lives. I don't believe they give us stuff. I think they all take stuff. I think politics is a excuse for taking away our assets and our power of decision. They control and manipulate everything in our lives. And they take all of our money while they do it. So I'm not into this. I'm just not into it. In fact, the only thing you can do with countries, like, think about life. Whenever people throw stuff in your life to try to block you, it's like throwing a rock out in front of you. You just go around it. We are like water. Our lives are fluid. We can change anything and everything we want to change. When I lived in Florence and Ferguson, over there, Florence and Ferguson, right there together, and in Missouri, this was a bad part of the country. We just left. That's all you had to do. We got up and left. And so you flow around bad cities. Got out of states where they overtaxed you. Lynn lived out in California. They overtaxed the crap out of her. She came to Texas. You just flow around those governments. You leave them. You don't let them control and manipulate you. Right? But don't ever believe that these people will fix your problems. No. They're creating your problems. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're talking about Today we're talking about trying to leave your life of quiet desperation behind and finding a way to become independent of all the people and all the things that try to control and manipulate you. And so we've talked about making choices where you decide to be free. You make decisions based on what you think is important for yourself. And like I said, it's most important for you to find those things that will create your own freedom first before you try to go out and help other people to be free. Now, once you become healthy enough to be able to give back, you can get out there on the radio and help people. You can get out there and do seminars. You can get out there and go to churches and give talks. You can get out there and work with the public. You can do all this stuff because you have the energy to do it. No energy, no health, no results. You can't be interdependent. You can't go out and help people, right? Money. If you're broke, you can't go out and help people. There's no way you can. You have to be able to sustain your own financial support. Otherwise, you can't make independent decisions. How can you think independently if you can't financially take care of yourself? As long as your boss has control over you, if he says he wants you working 60, 70 hours a week, then you've got to work 60, 70, which means your health and fitness suffer, your family suffers, your civics suffer, your religious activity suffers. Everything suffers because you can't financially be independent. Damon Janis worked with me for a while, and He's a Mormon. And we put together some businesses for him to run. He was a computer programmer, and he wrote a lot of stuff to help me out. But he also put together his own companies. He put together some other programming companies that he did. And while he worked with me, right, we were interdependent. He had his own businesses. I had my own businesses. He helped me with my businesses. I helped him think out his businesses. And he became totally independent. And when a really crushing event happened in his life, his wife of his entire life since high school died, he was devastated. But because he was physically healthy, because he was financially secure, because he had his religious insights together, he was able to work through that, go out, create new connections in the world, find another woman that he loved and married, got a motorhome, and drove around to every temple in the country, and then wrote a book about these temples. So here he is now giving back again. Because he had fitness, because he had financial security, because he had family security, his kids around him, and all of his friends like us supported him. In fact, I let him work here for 8 months without even coming to work while he was going through his wife's cancer. Without all that support, it would have been tough on him. But he had all of those. And so he was able to think independently of what made the most sense for him. And he made decisions. Left our company behind, but that's okay. Went out and found what was most important to him in his life, and that is good. Found another woman that fit his quality of lifestyle, and that is great. And went out and grew his businesses and then wrote books to share about his religion that he believes in. All that's possible because he is independent. And by being independent, he was able to be interdependent with us here at Lifestyles, interdependent with other people that have other businesses around the country, people that he wrote software programs for to help their businesses. But he wasn't a part of their business, and they weren't a part of his. They worked independently together. This is that interdependent lifestyle. So what happens is at Lifestyles, you come in, and your first goal is to become financially independent, to make enough money you can buy your life back from corporate America. Some of you keep your job, some of you don't. But the next and final goal is to get you to where you're in businesses where you don't do anything, to where people are sharing different skill sets and responsibilities and finances and credit to accomplish something that everybody benefits from. That's an interdependent relationship. Nobody controls each other in these groups, but everybody benefits. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the last segment of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Welcome back to the last segment of Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're talking about how to become free, financially free, and physically free from the world that has had you controlled and manipulated your entire life. And to move from being a dependent human being to an independent human being is the goal that I have for you. Now, to do this, you're going to have to start using your willpower. Will is the power that is given to man to make changes in his life. That's the power God gave you. Willpower. Will yourself to where you want to be. So right now, if you're living a life of quiet desperation because you're physically unhealthy, then let's start taking some steps. Baby steps at first if necessary. Build up the muscle memory. start out slow. What does it mean? Walk around the block today. Maybe walk around two by the end of the week. Maybe, you know, a mile, then maybe 5 miles someday. Do something to start building some endurance in life and to start building some activity in your life to become healthier than what you are right now. Go to the doctor. Find out why you feel terrible. Is your thyroid bad? Your testosterone bad? Is your, you know, is your blood pressure too high? Get those things fixed. They have medication for all that stuff. And or change your diet. Just start changing your diet a little bit at a time. Over a period of time, learn to enjoy a cleaner diet than what you're eating right now. Money. Let's take some small steps. Take back the control of people demanding that you spend $5,000 for each birthday, $10,000 on each person for Christmas. Take all that back and say, no, we're not doing that anymore. We're going to start saving some money. We're going to start investing some money. We're not going to put it in a 401k that doesn't do anything anymore, or an IRA that doesn't do anything. We're going to go buy some assets that actually produce income. Let's start out. Baby steps. Buy one rent house. Just learn how to do it, just not because it's going to make you rich, although $500 a month extra cash flow is pretty good, but what it's going to do, it's going to give you the confidence that you can do it, to take that first step. I've got an email here where a guy says he did just that. I'll probably read this later on in the week. But, you know, basically what the guy's saying is, I started, I didn't really believe in the system, I didn't believe in myself. So I joined and I hung out with everybody there, and pretty soon I bought one rent house, and I could see that, number one, the system worked. The people around me were showing that it did work. And number two, that I did it, that I had the power to do it. I had the power within me to change. And so then he moved up to the preferred membership and started buying multifamily. And now he's retired. Yes. 2-3 years later, people are retiring, guys. Not 30 or 40 years. You were taught, go to work at 20, work until you're 65. 45 years later, you retire. No. 2 or 3 or 4 years later, you retire. And then you have the rest of your life to live it the way you want to live it. But people are going to tell you, no, it can't happen. It doesn't happen. It won't happen. This guy's crazy, insane. Yes, I am crazy, insane. I mean, crazy insane about the fact that you have people keeping you from looking into something that could change your life, that has been changing lives for 27 years. Yes, I'm crazy. I'm crazy about helping people. I'm insane that the world out there is picking on the small and average person. That only the big and the strong can fight back against the tyranny of bad news and information put out by TV and radio, in mass quantities, in public education. That irritates me. It doesn't make any sense that these people should be able to have that much power over the weak, the defenseless, the mediocre. How does a mediocre person who doesn't feel any power in his life overcome the constant pounding of the press, the TV, the news, the radio, the financial planners telling them you're stupid, you don't know what you're doing, you need to let us control, manipulate your finances, you need to do what we tell you to do, you need to believe what we tell you to believe. You don't even know what to believe. We want to control, manipulate what you believe. That's why we're the press. We're smart. We're smarter than you. We're the financial planners. We're smarter than you. Folks, stop the insanity. Fight back. They're not smarter than you. They're just screaming louder than you. You need to go out and find out what the truth is and start making those changes that will help you. Remember this. If you want to help the world and the air mask falls down in the airplane, put your oxygen mask on first before you put it on your kids, your family, your crippled, or anybody else on that plane. For you to be able to help other people, you first have to be able to help yourself. So let's get up today and realize it's not about money. It's about a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.